bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba.
I'm worried about you.
Why are you worried about me? Well, thank you for your concern, but why?
You have an injury.
Yes.
You have basically ripped your calf muscle off your leg.
It's gone. I don't have one anymore. I remember when I used to have one. Boy, I loved that muscle. That was one of my favorite muscles, and now it's gone. I can't even order muscles in a restaurant now, Wendy, without bursting into tears. You know that song, Muscles in a Shell?
Pulling muscles from the shell,
yeah.
Yes.
If I hear it,
weep.
Just start to cry.
All right. You're very silly. Are you on pain meds?
Just Advil.
Because Lou's on drugs, too. Lou's on meds, too.
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah.
Because you're very silly. You
just
saw
Advil.
Terry Savage downstairs, and people who haven't seen your injury,
yeah,
they notice your crutches first.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, my gosh, what happened? And you're like, oh, I pulled my thigh muscle.
Mm-hmm.
However, your calf is wrapped up.
Yeah. It's my calf, but I'm not really good at anatomy, obviously. So I know it's part of my leg, and that's the problem.
And then Terry Savage goes, oh, my God, how did you do it? And he said, softball.
Softball, which
you
is wrong. It was
softball.
Tennis. Yeah, I don't know what. Somehow, most of my brains are in my calves. Like, most people's brain is up in their head, but mine... Or near there, or
below
right,
the belt.
Or below the belt. But as it turns out, my brain was situated in my calf, and now that it's on the fritz, I can't think clearly. So enjoy.
Your calf is German?
Yes.
I'm sorry. It was just. I'm really worried about you because you didn't injure your brain.
No, but Terry Savage obviously cares and asked me a series of questions, and I answered each one of them incorrectly. Every one of them was not even close.
At one point, Steve Bertrand said, I'll just speak for you, Bill.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're making me cry.
I'm sure that's no cause for concern when I can't answer an honest question anymore.
I know that's what I mean. I'm worried about you.
I'm not one. Like, I have a very high pain tolerance, right? But this really hurts.
Then why are you here?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be elevating it.
No, because I would be at home just moaning and complaining to myself. And what good is that? I might as well come in and share it with you. You're welcome.
You haven't been moaning, though.
You're welcome. Because I don't want to be one of those people who just constantly is moaning. But, it really is, all kidding aside, it's very, very painful. But I thought about, like yesterday, Terry goes, well, you have to stay home. What, you're going to go to work like this? And I go, yeah, because I would just lay around the house and just complain.
Yeah, but you're supposed to keep it elevated, which you're not.
I did all night. I slept in a weird, like I
with
built
a pillow
like a
under-
mountain of pillows. So I slept at a like an 80-degree angle sloping downwards. I hope that helps.
Yeah, but you're supposed to keep it elevated a lot,
right.
And it wasn't all day yesterday.
It was.
You were at work.
When I got home, I just kind of relaxed and watched TV, and it was raised then. And then
are you supposed to ice it or nothing?
Yeah, I've been icing it a lot.
Okay, but you're not icing it here.
There's a 4-prong process called RICE, and I can only remember 2 out of the 4:
rest, ice, compression, elevation.
Oh, wow. That was
I've had one knee replacement.
That was very impressive.
One scope and another knee replacement on tap. So save your crutches.
Because Terry said to me, she goes, what did they say? And I go, I'm supposed to do this rice thing. And she goes, what's rice? And I go, I'm supposed to eat rice because I couldn't remember. And I know one of them is excitement, the E. But as it turns out, I'm wrong on those, too.
See, you drive me nuts. Yesterday, you were walking with your crutches. And at some point, Kevin, I don't know if you witnessed this, but you were just holding your crutches above ground,
right,
and walking on it.
Yeah.
And you said it's easier not to use the crutches.
It is a lot easier that way.
But you're not supposed to put weight on it.
Right. There's that's the
Why?
Downside of that.
Why don't men ever listen to what their doctors say? Did you forget?
No, I didn't forget. It's just, it's easier to do this weird kind of sideways hobble. And I know I'm not supposed to put weight on it. I understand that. But I can get places way faster.
It's not about speed.
No.
Kevin,
well, it is. You got to be efficient.
I don't want to be a slug.
Bill, first of all,
I don't want to be a slug.
You have called me a slug on numerous occasions right. because I stand
still. But it's a term
still.
Of endearment.
No, it isn't, because I don't walk up an escalator.
Right. That constitutes slugdom. And I don't want to be a slug.
A, no, it doesn't.
I want to get to where I need to go. It's very...
But you're injured. It's
no,
not like you're just, I refuse to walk.
But I still need to be... I still need to get from point A to point B, and I don't have the patience for crutches. I don't.
Did they offer you one of those, like, wheelie carts that has the handbrake on it?
No.
Yeah.
I would love one of those.
Yeah. That would be good for you.
I'd get one of those.
It's like a scooter, but
yeah.
you kneel on it.
Oh, that'd
which,
be excellent.
See, I think that's more difficult than crutches, if you want to know
the
truth.
Have you guys already gotten me a Father's Day present? Because I would love that if you would get
Kev, let's go to the medical supply store.
Yeah, we could bomb some hills on that thing.
I would love that.
We'll get him one of those high-seated toilets, too.
I've never seen those.
I know you're kidding, but all right. I'll take that. I wouldn't mind. Is there a combination? Can I get one that does all of those?
Wouldn't that be funny? I think you just came up with your business model. My mother-in-law had that. She had knee surgery. At one point, she broke her ankle.
Right.
And she, it was, it's like a scooter, but tall.
I'd love that. All right, I want
so
one.
So you kneel on it. To me,
how fast do they go?
Well, you could do races if you want.
I would like that. Do you remember we had on those people that invented a suitcase that you could ride?
Yeah.
I looked for their number yesterday because I want to buy one of those and just ride that all around town. You know what else I want? Do you remember the TV show The Farmer's Daughter?
The Farmer's Daughter?
Yeah. With William
Stevens.
Inger Stevens was
Beautiful.
In that, and William Wyndham was in that.
Yep.
All right. So in that show, William Wyndham's mom couldn't get up and down the stairs, so she sat on a little chair that went up and down the stairs by itself.
You didn't see those commercials?
No.
For years, it was like the stair rider or
something. Stair rider. Yeah, I want to be the stair rider.
You don't want that. Talk about a slug.
It goes a little too slow. I would need mine. I'd get Lou Manfredini on this, and I'd go, make this go 60 miles an hour. I want to be from my basement to upstairs in my bedroom in less than a minute or a second. And I know he could do it. I know he could wire it.
All those late-night TV shows,
do they have
they
the
would
commercial?
Have a woman just sitting on the stairs as it was very slowly going up. You could order it, like as seen on TV kind of thing.
But I want mine sparked so it goes really fast.
Lou's got to set you up. You're going to lose your hat going from the basement upstairs.
I don't care. What do I care?
I can see. Bill,
I'm fine with that.
Bill comes in a neck brace now. What happened? I got whiplash. Lou Manfredini made it too quick.
130 miles an hour.
But I got there quickly.
I was there in no time.
All right. Michael has some advice for you. Michael has called 312-235-2525, our stream phone number. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Wendy. How's it going?
Better for me than Bill.
That's true.
No kidding. And I just want to let Bill know that I've had a couple of different athletic injuries. And if he continues to walk in the manner that he just explained,
yeah.
he's going to prolong his injury by twice as much time.
Oh, no.
And I
it
know
won't heal right, correct? Michael, it won't heal correctly.
Well, it's not that it won't heal correctly, but it will take a lot longer because he's putting undue stress on that injury. Now, I had a high sprain about 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, those are the worst, a high sprain ankle.
Yeah.
And I continued to go to work and walk on it in a way that I shouldn't have, and it took me 9 months to heal.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, then why don't you listen to the doctor? And I don't mean to nag at you. I've got Jimmy Mack for that.
Yeah.
But really, Michael, it kills me to see him not doing what the doctor has ordered because there's a reason they tell you what to do.
I know.
That's exactly the case. Listen, my son's a doctor, and, you know, they give you that advice because they know the best way for you to recover. So that's all I wanted to say, but love you guys. Love your show
every day.
Oh,
thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. I'm going to see, I have an appointment with Dr. Dre on Friday, so I'm going to see what Dr. Dre says. Maybe everything will be fine.
I just can't. I don't want any part of this anymore.
Well, I understand.
I've offered to give you rides. I can do whatever
you
need
very
me
nice.
To do.
You drove me to the train station yesterday, and I appreciate that.
I'll do it whenever you want.
If the roles were reversed, I would certainly be doing what you're doing.
You'd go, Kevin, could you handle this? I would
pass a lot of it off on Kevin. But there'd be a moment where I'd say, you know, you have to trust the medical profession. They've been around forever. They know what they're doing. But they're not accustomed to my fast-paced lifestyle. Like, I really...
I can't even listen to you.
I think most of the people they help are people who go at a slower pace. You know me. There's no downtime.
But you have to heal.
Yeah. When
Now that I think about it, if you did get that little like knee cart shinny thing,
yeah,
you might still be able to play tennis too.
I could play on that.
No, yeah. He can't.
Well, he's mobile.
You don't
he
know.
Roll
it's
around.
Possible. I would try it. Does it have a handbrake?
It's got a handbrake.
All right, then I would try playing on it.
You are not old, first and foremost.
Right.
Second of all,
I'm sprightly. Is what I am. I am.
Injuries happen to people at different times in their lives.
There's no question about that. I can't argue that.
I had, when my knee was replaced 11 years ago,
yeah.
I was in my 40s, and they didn't even want to do it then. And then when they got in, they're like, oh, we should have done this 10 years ago. But so many doctors said, you're too young, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Physical therapy was the worst part of it, and I'm next to this woman who is probably 82 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, they're trying to get range of motion, and it's really sore and really hurting, and I, you know, practically crying, and I look at this lady, and she's just sitting there lifting her leg with ankle weights. I go, how long was your recovery? When did you get this done? She goes, 4 weeks ago.
Really?
Because they're not pushing her at that age to have all the mobility.
That's it.
So of all people, right. A younger patient should listen entirely to what the doctor says, or you may never be able to play tennis again.
Oh, I can't even think about that.
Well, then listen. I know I'm naggy. I know it. But I'm worried about you, honestly. That's why I nag.
I have requested bionic parts. And I know that's going to take longer because they got to...
Well, for a muscle, that'll be difficult.
Right.
A bionic muscle.
They have that. They're going to have... You know, they don't have that? Because I put in for that. I put that on the request form.
Who'd you request that to? Steve Austin?
Oscar Goldman.
Jamie, what was her name?
Summers.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. You're welcome.
I didn't thank you. I nag because I love, and I mean that sincerely. I would like to see you play tennis sometime again.
I want to play today.
Then
my goal
to your
is to play today. I will. It's just
plus you look pathetic. You're limping at this weird walk.
It's a weird
holding your crutches in the air. Well, just leave
and
the
then
crutches
I say,
at home.
I can walk, and then I hug people at random. It's a miracle. I yell and I just hug whoever's on the elevator with me. You've made me see again, and they go, "What? What?" I'll be fine.
I hope your thigh feels better.
It will. All right.
Feels pretty good to me.
Thank you. We'll take a quick break, and then a little ray of sunshine. Judy Pilak will come in and give us the news.
L-I-apostrophe-L or L-I-T-T-L-E?
L-I-L, little ray of sunshine. Judy Pilak will join us and give us the news. Slightly used. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN. Thank you, Judy. I know that both of you are very up on fashion trends. I get that. I applaud you for that.
Judy probably more than me.
Maybe Judy. Maybe. Just a little bit more.
More than I.
May I share with you a fashion trend that is, it's so red hot. It's so red hot.
The man romper?
No. The man romper is already old news. That was popular.
The romp him?
Monday.
Yes, that's what it was called.
Yeah,
I
that's
forgot.
Already coming
Kevin,
on.
We have to return his Father's Day gift since the romp him
no longer in vogue.
Try to get one. You can't even get one.
Yep. Well, now there is a swimsuit for women called the Hairy Chest Swimsuit.
Oh, God.
Have you seen these?
No.
It's a company called Beloved. The company Beloved has released a new swimsuit called the Hairy Chest Swimsuit, and we almost don't know how to process it, the story says. It's good in that it celebrates all bodies, but it's bad because it's been proven to scare children. The suit is available in 3 different skin tones and 6 different sizes, and because Beloved offers a ton of strange clothes that serve as conversation starters, they're celebrating the humor that is this suit. In fact, their Instagram has tons of photos of people rocking their best hairy chest. What it is essentially is...
I'll explain it.
Oh, go ahead, please.
It's,
feel free.
If you've seen Silence of the Lambs, when the lotion in the basket guy skinned people and wore the skin of his victims, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Disgusting.
Well, it looks more like... Now, keep in mind, these are women's swimsuits.
One-piece suits.
It's a one-piece suit, but it's made to look as though the woman has a hairy man's chest and body. There's a lot of hair... It's not real hair. It's just the hair that they've made it look like on the suit. So if you're to wear it, it would look like you, the woman, has a hairy chest and a hairy stomach, a hairy back.
Are you hearing yourself say this? Why would anyone want to look like...
Exactly.
Why would
He's
a guy...
So stupid.
I don't know. Yeah, a man wouldn't want to look this way. Why would a woman go out of her way to look this way?
I'm quitting America.
Are you done with America?
I'm just done.
All right. All right. Yeah, I'm trying to, as I go through the article and the photos, I'm trying to find the plus in this. And I guess the plus is what they said. It's a conversation starter.
It's a novelty item.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is.
Really, I don't think they're going to sell one of them.
Oh, I wonder.
They're $80 bucks, aren't they?
What sizes do they
They're
come
$45.
In?
Oh.
Do they
come in
like beefy?
It doesn't,
ripped?
No. They're not describing the sizes as beefy or ripped, Judy, no. I think just your standard swimsuit sizes, but it's one of those things like if you saw on a beach, you'd squint for a minute like, oh, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? Is that what, does that woman have a hairy chest and a hairy back? But there's no positive angle to this whatsoever.
Somebody tweeted, sexy chest swimsuit will give you the hairy dad bod of your dreams.
Yeah.
Okay, please.
But women don't want that.
Men don't want that.
Nobody
a lot of
wants
men
that.
Get waxed.
Right. Right.
I just am
or
quitting.
They just shave.
Yeah.
I can't quit
better.
You, America. Oh, yes, I can.
Are you? So you're quitting America over
just,
this.
You know, make your point and don't buy one.
Yeah.
Do not buy one for yourself.
Yep.
I'll buy one for you.
Now, I might want to wear one on North Avenue Beach.
Right. If you want to be left alone. Like, if
yeah,
you're somebody
exactly.
who goes to the beach with the express purpose of, I just want to read a book, please don't
exactly.
bother me.
You know,
this
like,
book is, this swimsuit is fantastic.
That's
too.
How they should promote it.
Right. For people who just want their alone
yeah.
time.
It's not even a nice one-piece suit. That's
no.
the thing either. What does the back look like?
It's like a hairy back.
Like oh, it's got the hairy back.
Well, it's yeah. it's low, so it would just cover the butt. The back's pretty open.
Right.
So is it a hairy
What's
butt?
What's the point of that?
No.
The back's what should be hairy.
It is.
Yeah,
it all,
good point.
It all is. It's a hairy back and a hairy front
no,
and hairy Styles also.
A hairy Styles I would wear.
Right. What's wrong with that?
This is like the stupid tuxedo t-shirts. Remember those? But
that
worse.
This
buy.
Is worse. This is way worse.
I can't see the backside of it. Oh, my God.
You saw it, right?
Is it a high back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just,
yeah. You don't need
repulsive.
That.
What's
nope.
it called? Because people, you can Google it on your own self. We're not putting this on our Facebook page. I refuse to promote it.
No, they would close down Facebook if we did that. It's called the Hairy Chest Swimsuit, and it's made by a company called Beloved. And, yeah, there's no, I can't think of a reason why. I mean, if you're somebody who likes to be the center of attention at all times, maybe. Cause
yeah, if you're going to a circus beach, it would be funny to make people laugh.
I haven't been there in so long.
Circus beach?
Exactly.
Oh, is that a good time?
That is,
I would like to go. Do they have circus beaches?
Yeah, there's circus beaches.
I think you could, you know, make the plates spin and use it as a sun cover.
Right.
Instead of an umbrella.
Right. All right. In other news, now this is a story I flip-flopped on. This is a story that I felt one way about, and then I thought about it, and I felt another way, and then I thought about it some more, and I felt the third way. John Hamm says that being single sucks. Now, what is your first reaction when you hear that? John Hamm, a very handsome man and a very talented actor, says that being single sucks. What is the first your first reaction to that?
I agree. I would
it
see
does
that.
Agree, but that didn't hit me first. The first thought that came to me was, if John Hamm can't make this work, what chance does anybody have
All
of
right.
making this work?
Yeah, and I thought, why are you single? Are you a jerk?
Well,
no, he went out with, there's an actress named Jennifer Westfeld, and the two of them went out for almost 20 years. They never got married. He wanted to. She did not. He kept saying, we really should get married, and she's the one
who... Was he faithful? Because he doesn't look the faithful type to
oh,
me.
I don't,
okay, now you're just typecasting, because he
am.
Always plays the unfaithful type.
Right.
And he's really smoking hot.
Yeah. But he's kind of got that little bit of, just in his characters,
yeah.
of being a jerk.
It appears that way,
yeah.
not talking about the real life
no,
John
Hamm.
No, he
right. tends to play kind of jerky men, so...
I know people who know him, and they can't say enough good things about him. That he is the nicest guy they've ever met.
Men?
Can you
yeah.
let him know that I'm available?
Yeah, I've told
All right,
I've
is
already,
there a fire alarm?
I've
no. Oh,
him.
The National Weather Service has issued, see, be so glad you're here, a severe thunderstorm watch, which Judy mentioned, for Burns Harbor to Michigan City, Indiana, Gary to Burns Harbor.
Care to Gary.
Calumet Harbor to Gary, Indiana. Hello. Northerly Island to Calumet Harbor. Wilmette Harbor to Northerly Island.
Basically what that means is if you're boating on Lake Michigan in the Chicago area,
get off the water.
Need to know. Yeah, it's only a watch, but that is usually a precursor to a warning.
Yep.
Right. And Judy already warned us. So look, you were ahead of that.
Way ahead
of No. That is a watch for Lake Michigan for the.
The you already have a warning.
We have a warning already in Winnebago, McHenry, and Boone County.
No. Yeah. All right.
To 1 o'clock.
I wouldn't want to be in a Winnebago during a storm.
No, it's just the county.
Oh, you might want to be in a Winnebago during a storm. Underneath a viaduct, maybe.
They tell you, come on, Tom Skilling said you don't want to be under the viaduct. That is nowhere to be anymore if there's a tornado.
In a ditch?
Yes, you're supposed to get lower.
That's why I'm thinking a Winnebago is a lot harder than like a cow to pick up.
Right.
If you're a tornado.
Right, very practical.
A cow's closer to the ground. I know it's heavier. A Winnebago's heavier.
I'm going by the heaviness, not by the...
I would get out of the Winnebago and get in a ditch. That's what I would do if there's a terrible tornado. Now, thunderstorm, I know they can lead to tornadoes, but I would like, you know, to stay dry.
When do you get in an arch during an earthquake? I just automatically go to one. I drive to St. Louis, no matter what is going on weather-wise.
And can you get in that arch?
No, you can stand under
it. You can go near it, yeah.
All right, back to John Hamm.
Back to John Hamm, already in progress. John Hamm says, now keep in mind, John Hamm is, as we've pointed out, a fine actor and an incredibly handsome man.
He really is.
He really is.
He's got it all going on.
And he himself has said in an interview that being single sucks. So my first thought was, if this guy, if John Hamm can't make this work, then no guy has a chance. But then I thought about it and I thought, no, regardless of who you are, even if you are John Hamm, it just does. You know, being by yourself, if something were to happen with Terry, I would be as hopeless could be. I wouldn't stand a chance.
Well, that's not true.
I couldn't survive on my own.
You have two daughters that you'd have to survive for.
I would survive for them, but I think what he's taking into account, because he doesn't have kids, he doesn't have children, is he's saying just the act of finding the right person and being with the right person and making your life more complete.
Wow, you're reading a lot into that.
Jeez.
Let me just remind you that I'm single.
I know you are.
I know. I was
thinking. I think it's just him. He's making...
He can't find the right person.
Right. It's about him. Some people have to always be with someone.
Right. They, and some people, aren't happy being alone. Yeah. I know you don't believe that, but it's totally true.
No, I believe
it. I've been single for a long time. It's...
But given your choice, Jude, if somebody said, you pick your destiny, you can be by yourself for these 10 years, or you can be with somebody,
right, but
you'd pick with somebody.
Of course.
With the right somebody.
Again, I don't think
right
that's somebody. Fair, because by his statement, what does he mean? Is he just single now? Is he... Is
and
he
they been broke single? Up a couple
Listen,
years ago. They
I got to tell you.
2015.
If you're John Hamm, it's pretty... it would be hard to find a meaningful relationship for quite some time, because when you know, if you ask somebody out, it's like, oh my God, I'm going out with John Hamm. You got to get past that.
They'd be clouded by
his
success.
And if he went out with someone for 20 years, he's a different kind of animal for Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? He's
a guy that's
who
a long
maybe,
time.
Yes, he wants to find someone who...
A meaningful relationship.
Yes, who he connects with. And so it just might... That statement just could be, you know, I'm still looking, or... Right now I'm single. You know what I mean?
Or he's still bummed about the breakup.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but about a month ago, there were pictures of him with somebody famous. Oh, you know who it was? She's a British actress.
Hello.
Yes, it was her.
It was the one that went, he just did the voice of. She's in, you know who it is? It's Kate Beckinsale.
Oh.
Who's...
Isn't
you know,
she like a model?
She's done some modeling, but she's mostly an actress. She's in a bunch of action adventure movies, and you know, seems to be a nice enough lady, an attractive lady. So I thought to myself when I saw them, I go, oh well, John Hamm is in good shape again. He's got Kate Beckinsale, but that kind of quickly fizzled out.
And January Jones.
Oh yeah, there were rumors that they had dated for a little while, because they were together, of course, on Mad Men. Is a married couple, but there were rumors. Does it say that they were actually dating?
Yeah, according to OK Magazine, back in December of 2015. And he started seeing his ex, Jennifer Westfeld, again last August. They had been together for 18 years. They broke up and they were seeing each other again, but they have since broken up, evidently.
Hmm.
Here's a quote. John Hamm says this. This is in Style magazine, one of the many magazines I'm not allowed to read. We live in a world where to
we
admit...
We say it like it's like in the movies. We live in a
world. We live in a world where to admit anything negative about yourself is seen as a weakness when it's actually strength, he told In Style Magazine. It's not a weak move to say, I need help. In the long run, it's way better because you have to fix it. This refers to he had a bout of alcoholism that he went to AA and is on the right track again. At the time of their split, a source told People magazine that Westfeld had been more like a manager or a mother to the actor than actually his girlfriend. The source said that although Westfeld kept a tight leash on John Hamm, she would also take care of him and support him during difficult times. He's always had demons and needed a mother figure in his life. And the source of the actor, who lost both of his parents to illness before he finished college, says, I'm certainly damaged. There's no denying it. I was talking to my therapist yesterday, and she was newly flabbergasted at something I told her. I think she'd forgotten it. I was like, we've already gone through this. But if you look at the history of my life, it's not great.
So did he break up with her?
I don't know who broke up with who. I just know that over the years, whenever anybody would ask him about marriage, he would always say the same thing. I keep asking her to marry me, and she keeps turning me down. And then people go, what's wrong with her?
Why did you that? See, not true me. Either. There's the ding, 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 ding.
That's
for
a
me.
Red flag, right?
Absolutely.
If John Hamm keeps saying to you, let's get married, and right. you're saying no, you go.
And look what you just described in that
wrong.
Article. Yeah, he
right.
needs a mother figure. He needs to be taken care of. He's
right.
got demons. I mean,
so Judy has no time for him.
No time
otherwise,
for you, John
I'm
Hamm.
Out.
Fix
I'm
you
out.
Up.
I'm not single anymore. I'm. Did I say that? Because no, I'm taken.
Wow.
No, I would still
Johnny
take.
Depp?
I would take John Hamm, demons and all.
Yeah,
but see, it's got to
mother
be,
him.
Yeah,
that would get old. Seriously, it would
That's
get
what
old.
I mean, so for her not to want to marry him, and yeah, and he admits he's got some issues. Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe he's not a great catch.
Yeah, maybe he needs to be single.
But the packaging is so pleasant.
I know.
Like a
lot.
Like if this was reversed, guys would look the other way. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah,
if, I don't.
If the woman
I know exactly
was,
what you
if
mean.
The woman was
yep.
as attractive a lady as John Hamm is a guy, a lot of guys would go, all right, this is a whole heap of problems, but look at how pretty she
right.
is. I don't care.
Oh, it's dead.
A lot of guys
every
would say
night's
that.
A nightmare, but you know what? She's
yep.
pretty.
Yep.
I don't believe you both.
You don't think that's true?
Because after a while, the ruse gets old.
I don't know.
It,
some people
real,
are very
does,
some people are very superficial.
But God,
I'm talking genuine people, despite how gorgeous someone is.
I know so many guys that would just be even with the gorgeous, they go, okay, there's problems and problems and problems, but look at how pretty she is. You don't think so?
Well, I don't agree with it. I'll say that.
No, I don't agree
no,
with
we don't
it either.
Agree either. We're just saying it happens.
It happens
it
all
happens,
the time.
You know, more often than it should.
Yeah. Guys are more attractive.
Yeah, I mean, how many times, you know, people who just, you're like, why? How does this work? Oh, right. Because
right.
they're willing to put up with that for whatever
because
reason.
Because of the packaging.
And, yeah, a lot of girls will put up with older.
Rich men.
Because they've
old,
got a big wallet.
Men. Yep.
Yeah.
Why did I marry for love again? Will someone explain
you
that?
You made a
I don't
huge
know,
mistake.
Why didn't
huge
anyone stop
mistake.
You? Wow. You should just, only marry for love. Come on.
Yes.
I know. I agree. And it's, again, got to be difficult for John Hamm to find a meaningful relationship without it being, I'm John Hamm.
Right.
So it's going to be tough. There's another woman that you said that is so unlucky in love. I can't remember who it was.
Well, Taylor Swift.
Oh, well,
is
yeah.
the one who, like, she, in the last couple
she's
of years, she's been linked with a couple of dozen guys, and you go, something's got to be wrong with her. I can't figure out what's wrong with her. She's really pretty. She's really talented. But
she must not be a nice person.
She can't keep a boyfriend for some reason.
Well, maybe she's young. We've all had our fair share.
She's
maybe
her,
she's just playing
point,
the field.
I mean, late 20s is still young, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Listen to him.
But
listen to Gramps over here.
No.
Late
20s, late
20s man. You better
still,
settle down.
It's still young.
There's a storm coming.
But I worry about her.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I worry about her.
You're just glad she's older now so you don't feel so weird saying how pretty she is.
The first three or four years that she was popular and I couldn't even like one of her songs because I'm like, how pervy is that? That I'm listening to a Taylor Swift song in the car, dressed like an airline pilot. Why am I dressed like an airline pilot?
She might be a handful. Maybe she just can't get a boyfriend because,
right.
you know.
Or maybe she's concentrating on her career as a lot of us did in our 20s.
Right.
and sometimes even very early 30s before you work on a relationship.
And she comes out and says stuff a lot about it, doesn't she?
She doesn't just say stuff. She writes a whole album. Yeah. Like if she breaks up with you, you're an album.
Right. So
that's her inspiration. Maybe she really loved these guys, but she needed a new song.
That's possible. Do you know what I think it is, too, is, like, she's got this kind of stable of friends that are all, like, models and stuff like that. So the guy isn't just dating Taylor Swift. He's also dating, right. Not really dating.
Yeah, you got to take the whole package. When you have one to. Of those types.
Yeah, she's always hanging out with all these models and stuff.
Again, like, I would take the whole package with John Hamm.
Right.
I had to.
Right.
But don't people have friends?
They have friends, but it's like beyond that with her. Like, she's always hanging out with this stable of girls. That would be too tough.
So why are guys not supposed to hang out with her then? She's a beautiful girl, talented, and she's always hanging out with beautiful models.
She's got a bunch of model friends.
They get tired of all the beauty.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe they're catty. Maybe guys are like, all right, enough.
Right. Also, I think, like, if you're one of these guys, like, the smallest of disagreements, because there's so much in the public eye. Like, she dated Tom Hiddleston for a while, you know, the British actor. So anytime, like, there'd be a picture of them walking on the beach, and if they weren't holding hands, the press would go, uh-oh, they're next
Trouble
to each other
in
on
paradise.
The beach. But they're not holding hands.
See, yeah. It is fake news.
That is true. It's
right.
And if she's got her whole buddy system going, she's always got people around, they, you know, anything he does.
Right,
might have
they're
to go
scrutinizing.
Through the whole,
right.
Yeah.
Gigi Hadid is saying bad stuff about you. Do you want that? I don't
who
want that.
Who is that? I know the
she's
name.
She's a model. She's
Again,
one of,
who is that?
She's one of, she. It's always her and Cara Delevingne, and there's like a whole bunch of models that
Chloe
who?
Delevingne?
No. Who you just Who'd you just say? Made up an actress.
Who'd you say?
Cara Delevingne.
Who's that?
She's an actress with, she got,
You gotta, you
Andy
make...
Rooney's eyebrows. When Andy Rooney died, he willed her his eyebrows. So she's got these giant mountain eyebrows.
Wow, she sounds really attractive.
She is really.
Is she single?
Yeah, she's really pretty.
You know what I'm worried about? If you know all this about
Martin Scorsese's eyebrows, I don't know why that's good, but she does.
All right, this is what frightens me.
What?
You know all about Taylor Swift's squad, which
yes.
I believe that's what she calls them.
Yeah.
And you've been playing tennis and been very active. You cannot play tennis because you pulled your calf muscle off the bone. How much stupid gossipy? You're going to become the human TMZ.
There's a chance of that.
Oh, my God.
There's
become,
a chance.
Become? He already is. What?
There's a small chance of that. I might get addicted to the TMZ.
Did you want me to bring you my daughter's People magazines in when she's done?
Would you mind?
Absolutely not.
I would love to have
50
those.
Of them stacked up.
I would love those.
Can you initial them and then give them to me afterwards? I don't care if it's old news.
It is the only magazine I don't read one word. I just look at the pictures.
People magazine?
Yep.
I kind of like to look.
I just look at the pictures. I brief through it and I'm done.
I like to go to my dentist's office more than for a 6-month checkup because he has the best magazines in the world. It's like, do you have an appointment? No, I just wanted to catch up on the new magazines.
Is that People? Can I have
Yeah.
Does People still do the thing whenever they're telling the story of anybody, whether they're famous or not famous, it says their name and then their age, comma their age, and then the rest of the story? Like, you don't need to know their age, but People goes out of their way to tell you
how old
they
are. You mean in the articles that I
yeah.
don't read?
Everybody yeah, does that sure. in every news story. I've always seen people's yeah. ages.
But they cannot be more on top. Topic. I mean,
people?
It could break an hour ago and it'll be on the front
right.
page. People,
it's yeah, like, how do they do
I don't
that?
Know. It's like they almost, I think they cause it.
Oh, that could be
to keep themselves in business. I also like in the magazine. Now, I have not gotten the magazine in years, but I used to read it pretty regularly. In the letters section at the beginning, where people would either compliment them on their latest cover or castigate them for what they put on their cover, it would say at the end, it would say the person's name and then their email address. Because then that puts some onus on you to
oh,
comment.
Really?
Yeah, then I could send them an email.
Interesting.
Love what you said about Mark Ruffalo. Never really thought about it myself, but you were dead on about your comments about
I'm
Mark
gonna
Ruffalo.
I'm going to write in there and say, I am available, John Hamm, and I'll put my email address in. I hear you're a handful. You know, I've got really big hands.
A handful.
How about that one? I think he'll respond to that.
How come when there's a picture of John Hamm and his ex-girlfriend, the
I
caption
hear
never
a handful.
Reads... No, the caption should say ham and X. Why doesn't it ever say that? That would be perfect.
I don't get it.
Like ham and eggs, but ham and X.
You're on medication. Ham and eggs. How about ham and cheese? That's better
than
that
doesn't
ham
make
and
sense.
Eggs.
Ham and cheese doesn't make sense.
Ham and, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
I think mine was the best.
Hamful?
You're a handful.
All right, all good. People Magazine's got three new writers as of today. We're all going to be working for them.
How about,
right.
Why don't you ham me? Can I ham you?
Oh, you should have quit while you were ahead. You should have quit while you were ahead. We must take a break. It's court-ordered. We must take a break. We'll come back and close things out. Judy, thanks for hanging out. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We were talking about John Hamm, and you thought a good headline would be ham.
Ham and X.
It sounds better now that I know where you were going, because at first I totally didn't get it.
Ham and X?
Like, here's a, one which is a, as big a stretch as you went.
Yeah.
Instead of Hamlet, Hamless.
That's not bad. I like that.
We better put away our thinking
caps,
because
the
they're
over.
Not working
this
today.
This show is over. Our thinking caps are on the fritz, everybody.
Again, you use on the fritz.
On the fritz. I did that
That's
because...
The phrase that pays. Why did you do that?
I did that because actor Fritz Weaver passed away this year, Wendy, and I'm still very sad. I'm a big fan of Fritz Weaver's
Who
work.
Was he?
He's an actor.
I heard that.
He was in the movie The Demon Seed.
Oh,
Julie
I do
Christie.
Know who that is.
Yeah, he's a very good actor.
Where'd right. our music go?
Kev, what's coming up on tomorrow's show? Tomorrow's a big show, Kevin.
Tomorrow we will be talking...
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fine, I'm not going to tell you now. How about that?
I think what you just said was reflective of our entire
that should be
show.
Enough.
I think if you liked what Kevin just said and you heard today's show, you know that that's what you're going to get again tomorrow.
Get again.
You're not going to get anything better. You're not going to get anything worse. More the same.
I think your pain meds are seeping through your pores
it's
and going
Advil.
Into my brain.
It's
oh.
just Advil.
Well, you're silly on Advil. Take care of that thigh, will you?
And you know what? They won't make Advil shaped like my favorite Flintstones characters. I've already asked. They'll only make them shaped like Advil. And I go, you can't do me a Barney Rubble, a Mr. Slate? You can't do it? No. The answer
is
no.
Squibb and Myers on the phone.
I'll talk to Squibb. I'd love to have a word with Squibb. All right, that's it, everybody. Some
yes,
would say
is.
We went an hour too long. We'd be inclined to agree with you.
Yes.
All right. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.